Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Megillah Daf Lamed Vav. We're starting Lamed Hayom Beis on the bond with Halacha Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakov Moshe Hernish Shamash should have an Aliyah. And we can discuss some Kriyas Atarah. The Mishnah tells us the Rosh Chodesh and Mukhash Shomayid Karen Arba and Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed. We have four Olim, four Aliyahs. Ein Paschem Hevelim Masipin Aleim. No doing less than that, but no adding on to that. That's because since Malacha is permitted on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, maybe not all Malacha, but certain types are permitted. So people are in a little bit of a rush, and it's going to be Tirchat Tzibura if you keep people there for more than four Aliyahs. Furthermore, in Maftir and Benavi, we're also not going to read from Navi, no Haftarah, because of the same reason. Now, the one who starts and ends the Torah make a bracha before and afterwards, and people in the middle do not make a bracha. Says the Gemara of Chuna Amar, he tells us, these three people read from the Torah on a standard day. There's not going to be less than 10 psukim. So that means that one person is going to have three, another three, and then another one is going to have four psukim. And Chizk Amar, he explains, that corresponds to Aser Sedebrais. Ask the Gemara of Atanin, we have a mission that says, Bayam Risha in Bereshes, Vahira Kia, on the first day, which is referring to the first day of the Ma'amadais, discussion Maseches Tainis, they read from the beginning of Bereishis and Vayehi Barkiya, and that's only eight psukim, it's not ten. So Lam Vav Amalaf on top, we explain this. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Ispalgun Kahana Va'asi, there's Machlekes Kahana and Asi, how we're supposed to read these eight psukim if we just said that there's really supposed to be ten psukim. So Chanam, one of them says, Chayzer, that we go back a pasuk, and that enables it to be ten psukim, whereas Acharna Amar, the other one says, Chaytech, that we cut a pasuk into two. Min Ma'adamar Chayzer, Chayzer Shnei psukim, according to the one that says that we go back, that means we're going to go back two psukim, so that's 8 plus 2 is 10. Again, we're repeating two psukim, so it's a total of 10 psukim. Or Zumadam or Chaytech, the one that says that we cut, how does that work? Vayir vayivaker, pasuk bifne atzmai, when it says vayir vayivaker, meaning what the pasuk tells us, vayikra lekim la'ar yoim lachashach kara loyla, a period is placed over there, marking it at the end of the pasuk, and then vayir vayivaker yoim echad is read, so that's actually two psukim, which really in the Torah is just one, but he makes a stop in the middle, and that makes it two psukim. The problem with that is, Vatanin, we have Mishnah that says, Besheni then on the second day of the Ma'amada is Yirakiya Vikavu Amayim of Bereshis is read, and that also is not enough psukim. So min madamar chayzer chayzer shnei psukim. According to the one that we just go back, so fine, go back two psukim, and here we're going to have enough. But madamar chaytech, the one says that we cut them in two, afilu chaytech embay. Even cutting them is not going to help. That's because Vikavu Amayim, it tells us Vayikra Likim Larakiya Shemayim Vayar Vayikar Yom Sheni, you can't split that into two. That is one pasuk, it can't be split into two, so what are we going to do? Now we have another question. Hasar Pilfi Bar Pruta Kumir what about the Parsha of Amalek, which we know is read on Purim? That's only 9 psukim, that's not 10. So Amalek told him, Shani, that's different. He's Sidur Shal Yom, because that's a Seder, meaning that's the topic of the day. So even though it's not 10 psukim, it's okay, 9 is fine. Hazra Blazer Bramarim, he asks, Vatani, we have a Braisa, Hamafter Ben Navi, one who reads from Navi, Leif Chasma Esrev Echa Psukim. He's not allowed to read less than 21 psukim. Now, according to what we said before, that for our 3 Eilim, there has to be 10 psukim. So then, view Esrev Shalisha, there's really 23 psukim of Aftara. Why is that? Tlasa, three of ten, and one of three. In other words, if when we're reading the Haftarah, the number of psukim is supposed to correspond to just the number of oilim, the number of people that are getting aliyahs, and each person has to read a minimum of three. So there's 7 aliyahs times 3 psukim, that's 21, which is what we have. But if you want to say that 3 oilim is really 10 psukim, so that means the first 3 oilim is 10 psukim of Navi, another 3 oilim, that's basically up until and including Shishi, so that's another 10 psukim, that's a total of 20. And the last oilim, which is Shvi, corresponds to another 3 psukim, so that should be 23 psukim of Navi of Avtara, not 21. I don't have an answer to this. And moving on to Alcha Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Zakal, this is the rule. Kol she'ish by Musaf, any day that has a carbon Musaf, ve'ena yomtiv, but it's not a yomtiv, karen arba, so we read 4 aliyahs, such as Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, like we just learned before. Whereas be yomtiv, if it's yomtiv chamisha, we read 5 aliyahs. That's because there's an added kedusha to yomtiv, then there's an isur malacha. Now be yom kippurim shisha, on yom kippur, we read 6 aliyahs, that's because there's an added kedusha, there's an isur kares, and be Shabbos shiva, on Shabbos, there's 7 aliyahs, that's because that's the most kadosh. And impachsin mehen, no reading less than this, Avol Meisifin Alein, but we could add on more. Umaftirin B'Navi, and we do read Navi, we do read Aftara on Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, and Apizeh Chasim B'Tar, Mavarach Lefnei L'Achreo, the one who starts and ends off the Torah, reading makes a bracha before and afterwards. Says the Gemara of Yom Kippur, Shisha. Now, Isna Naitoni, those that teach Sheva, then Yom Kippur reads 7 aliyahs. Now, Mada Amar Shisha, the one who says that we read 6 aliyahs, says we may have Tefillah because of Tefillah. Tefillah is so long in Yom Kippur that we don't want to be Matriach, and therefore we're only going to read 6 aliyahs. Mada Amar Sheva, the one that says 7, that's Kadal Toni, like the following Braisa, B'Shabbos, Mayan Lava. On Shabbos, we hurry to come to Shul and we hurry to leave. That's because we have a Suda. On Yom Tov, we delay in coming but are hurried to leave. That's because since in Yom Tov, food preparation malacha is permitted, so we're preparing for the Suda beforehand, go to Davin, come back, and we're going to have a Suda as well. Whereas Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, they're hurry to come but delay in leaving because anyway, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. There's no Suda, so there's no rush to leave. Therefore, we would have 7 aliyahs, 7 kairim on Yom Kippur. Moving on to other dinim of Kriyas HaTorah, halu'uzos, people who speak a foreign language. language, loy nagu kain, that wasn't their minhag, el echad karkal parsha kula, one would read the entire parsha. That's because these le'uzais, these people who spoke the foreign language, very often didn't know how to read from the Torah. They didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh anyway, so they just had one person read everything. Similarly, hayodeh echad esko parsha, if only one person knew the parsha, karis kula, so he read the entire parsha, and he would actually read a few psukim, stop, sit down, get back up, and continue reading as if there were seven oilim. Now let's say shiva yad and shlosh psukim, seven people know three psukim, kulin krai, all of them are going to read, and echad yodeh shlosh psukim, let's say one person only knows three psukim, kari v'chazer kari, he reads them, stops, and reads them again seven times, and Rabbi Zayir says Rabbi Yirmiya, ha'eved oilim inyan shiva, even an eved, a non-Jewish slave, he counts as one of the seven kairim, and that's because we know a non-Jewish slave is chayv mitzvahs like a woman, and so he's able to join in and be one of those people's reading from the Torah, and also vayidaber oilim shlosh psukim, the pasuk of vayidaber shal Moshe lemar, even though it's not really adding anything, it's just a simple pasuk telling us that Hashem told Moshe something, still that counts as one of the three psukim. Now the Gemara asks a question, what we had just said in an eved, lamed vavam beis on top, loikin amar v'chamar bar'ukva b'shem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, didn't he say as follows, that asur lamed is avdei Torah, one's not allowed to teach his eved Torah, so how is it that we have an eved that knows Torah, that now he's able to be one of the oilim and he's going to read? And the answer is tiftar, we could explain, shalamed me'elav, he either learned on his own, or shalim de rabbi ketavi, or it could be his master taught him like Tavi, who's a famous eved, Rabbi Gamliel, who's a Talmud Chacham, and in that situation would be permitted. Rav Chalboy quotes Rav Masno, quotes Shmuel Bar Shilas, who says b'shem Rav, Sheva chutz min ha-maftir. There's seven oilim being called up besides for maftir, and that's because the one who's reading the haftara, the only reason why he reads from the Torah in the first place is that people shouldn't think that Navi is more chasha than Torah, that he's only reading Navi. Therefore, he also gets an aliyah, but it's not counted as part of the seven. Now, also from Chananya and Pazi, as follows, what we have Mishnah that says, ha-maftir b'navi, lo yivchis me'esr mecha psukim, one who reads from Navi shouldn't read less than 21 psukim. And if you're telling me the one who's reading the haftara is also getting an aliyah, so there should be more than 21 psukim, maybe there should be 24, because really there's 8 oilim. And the answer is, who Amr? He actually said this, v'amr taima, and he gave a reason for it. That's only she'ein sham turgamon. We're only going to read 21 psukim of Haftara when there's no turgamon, there's no one explaining them. Avalim yes sham turgamon, if there is a turgamon, there's going to be somebody explaining them, kar and shleish, that we can even read just 3 psukim of Haftara, so it's not difficult for the tzibur to listen to so many psukim. Now, Rachel ba kumir avo, yeah, but kumir b'yechon on kari t'lasa, and from b'yechon, they only read 3 psukim. So Amr told him, v'lai yehei b'yechon k'turgamon, is b'yechon like a turgamon? When he was reading the Haftara, he darshan those psukim, so he's like a turgamon, and that's why it's okay to even just have 3 psukim and not more than that. And on the Chadal, the Mishnah is not going to list a number of things that we have to have 10 people for, because Dvarm Shek Kedusha, it's something of holiness, and we know that all Dvarm Shek Kedusha need 10. So the first thing is, in Parson al Shema, no being Parson al Shema. Now, this is something special they used to do back in the day. The Chazan wouldn't get up as early as our Chazan does. Rather, they would be Pyrus, which means they'd piece Shema. In other words, everyone would read by themselves, and then a Chazan would get up. He would say Kaddish, Baruchu, and the first Bracha of Kriya Shema, because that has Kedusha in it, and that's it. And then they would move on to Shema and Esrei. The Mishnah continues, Ve'in Arvin Lefnei Ateva, no davening for the Amud, which means no davening Chazar Sashats for the Amud, and also Ve'in Oysen Kapayim, no doom Berchus Kaihanim, Ve'in Karm Batari, no reading from Tyre, Ve'in Maftir Benavi, no reading after, Ve'in Oysen Mamadu Maishav, no doom Mamadu Maishav, which has to do with Kvur of a Mace, so we're going to see in the Gemara what that is, and Ve'in Arvin Berchus Avelim, no saying the Bracha of Avelim, we're going to see what that is as well, it has to do with a Mace, and Ve'chasanim, this is the Bracha of Chasanim, this is Shavar Brachas, Ve'in Zaman Almazin B'Shem, no making a Zimun over food with Shem Hashem, all these things, no doing Pachas Maisar, less than 10 people. Uvikarkais, when we're dealing with karka, with land, tish of a kain, it's 9 people in a kain, meaning when we're evaluating property, somebody had consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, now we want to see how much it's worth, so it has to be evaluated with 10 people, that's 9 regular people, and a kain has to be involved in that, and v'adam kiyotzibahen, a person is just like them, if a person is makdash himself, which means he pledges to give his value to the Beis HaMikdash, he also needs to be evaluated by 10 people, and that's 9 regular people, and 1 kain. That's because people are compared to karka, and we're going to see that in the Gemara as well. Ask the Gemara a question, since the Mishnah lists right in the beginning that we can't be Parsal Shema less than 10 people, so V'lai Demila Taninon, why then does the Mishnah continue that Ein Arvil Lefnei Ateva Pachas Ma'asara, that we can't do Shemayna Esrei with less than 10 people? Of course we can't do with less than 10 people. If we don't have 10 people to be Parsal Shema, well then we definitely can't continue on to do Chazar Sashatz, which is Arvil Lefnei Ateva, that's the continuation of davening. We can't do that if we don't have 10 people. So it's obvious, once you have 10 people for being Parsal Shema, so then you'd be able to continue to be Arvil Lefnei Ateva, and if you don't have 10 people for being Parsal Shema, so you can't continue on. What's the Mishnah telling us? And the answer is, L'chein Tzricha, this is what it's necessary for, Kadal Etonei, like that which is taught in the Braisa, in Parsa Shema Pachas Me'asara. But what about the following? His Chilu Ba'asara, let's say they started doing it with 10, meaning they started being Parsa Shema with 10 people, and V'hochul Hen Miktsasan, some of them left, and now there's fewer than 10 people, not a problem, Goymer. They can finish being Parsa Shema because they started with 10 people. However, they're not allowed to continue on to the next stage, meaning they're not allowed to go on to Chazar Sashatz, to Ivan Lefnei Ateva, until they have 10 people. So you're right, even though they were Parsal Shema with 10 people, since some left and now we have fewer than 10, so they might be allowed to finish being paras al shema, but they cannot continue on to the next stage. That's what the Gemara Lam Zayin Amar Lav on top tells us. Continue with this. Ein Erv Levnei Teva Pachas Me'Asarah. No Du Chazar Sashatz. Less than 10. Hezchila Basar. If they started with 10, Vahochulahen Sasa, and then some people left Gan where they could finish, but they're not allowed to continue on. And that's what we continue. Ein Nosin Skampein Pachas Me'Asarah. No Du Birch Kaihan with less than 10 people. Hezchila Basar. If they started with 10, Vyozlam Miktasa, and some left Gan where they can finish. And also Ein Karn B'Tayra. No moving on to Kriyas Atayra, which is after Birch Kaihanim. Pachas Me'Asarah. If there's less than 10 people. Hezchila Basar. If they started with 10, Vyozlam Miktasa, and some of them left Gan where they could continue. And also Ein Maftirin B'Navi Pachas Me'Asarah. No reading the Aftar with less than 10 people. Eschil Basar, if they started with 10, V'yatzlam Miktasan, and some people left, Gaimer, then they could finish it. And that's what the Mishnah is emphasizing, that each one of these is considered a brand new stage in the process of Tefillah and Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore, as long as it started with 10, that section could be completed, even with fewer than 10, but you can't start the next section unless you have 10. However, we conclude, V'al Kulam Hu'aymer, in regards to all of them, it said that if a person leaves, and now there's no minion, what's the Pasuk say about him? V'ayz V'Hashem Yichlu, those who abandon Hashem shall cease to exist. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.